Come quick. While the crew began to fill the lifeboats, radio operators Jack Phillips and Harold Bride began to send messages for help. Their message was CQD. Come quick. Danger. At first, Phillips and Bride weren't worried. They even made jokes as they worked. You'll see your first iceberg, said Phillips with a laugh. The Americans will enjoy it, answered Bride. They all like to have ice in their drinks. The first replies came from ships that were too far away. Then Phillips heard from the Carpathia. The ship was traveling from New York to the Mediterranean. The Carpathia's radio operator, Cyril Evans, couldn't hide his surprise. He immediately told Arthur Rostron, the captain of the Carpathia. Then he called the Titanic again. The Carpathia was turning around. It was coming to help. But there was a problem. The Carpathia was about 93 kilometers, 58 miles away. It could reach the Titanic in 4 hours. That was too long. The Titanic had less than 2 hours. Now Phillips and Bride understood the danger. They continued to send messages, hoping to find a closer ship. The Titanic was becoming noisier, and their job became harder and harder. As they worked, Phillips and Bride started sending the new help message, S.O.S. The Titanic was the first ship that sent an S.O.S. message. It was quicker and easier to send.